Hello, guys. Yes, this is Omani. Talking about to you, obviously you've seen and you've read my entry I put on Facebook, and it talks about Joan of Arc and moving forward with a boldness that you have never actually walked into before. It is a needed boldness. When God talks about boldness, he uses like the boldness of a lion, you know, in scripture, and what it actually means to be bold, maybe simple as talking to someone you normally would not, or stepping out on your comfort zone for praying with a family member, friend, or coworker. At the end of the day, true boldness is centered on Christ. It requires humility rather than pride, as we realize that we cannot be bold on our own. When we talk about the boldness and how we really need boldness, being bold builds your confidence. It exudes the discernment and the strength that you need in order for you to step out into the deep. When, you know, I was talking to somebody briefly a couple of days ago, and I was saying, you know, you need to be like a Peter and step out and embrace and look towards Christ. Step out of the boat. Stop using the boat as your worldly comfort zone. Step out and keep your eyes focused on Christ, making sure that there is nothing else that can waver you. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Know that God is always here. When we set a goal and say it out loud, it becomes real. The more you talk about it, your goals, even the ones that may seem so far and impossible, the more confident you will become, and you can achieve them. You will begin to believe in yourself more than you ever did before. And not only is that's the case when it seems so impossible, I need to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that we serve an impossible God, a God of impossibilities. I need y'all to merit in on that real quick. Just think about how great and how wonderful he deals with us, and how he says, okay, daughter, I get it. Okay, son, I understand, but I know what's going on. I see it. So when we talk about our businesses and how we want to go to the next level and things of that nature, what we have a tendency to do is hide our faith, not hide behind it, but hide our faith. Joan of Arc, and I use her as an example because she stepped out on her faith. She trusted her faith. She understood that it was the faith that drove her to getting to the next level, to getting her purpose, to giving her the mindset to just say and do with the strength, knowing that she was going to lose her life. She stepped out and she moved forward, and she led people to with their faith. When we talk about Deborah and Barak in scripture, and she was this wonderful prophetess, this apostle. I call her an apostle because she was a judge, and she came from a good and good stock of family, and her husband as well. And she stood at a tree making strategies for the battle to be able to do what she needed to do with and to do in order for Barak to say, I can't go unless you go. That's the confidence and the boldness that we need to do. We need to step out and make strategies and set forth goals that not only will you be able to follow, but others will follow with you. This is not about you doing this on your own. We can't do this on our own anymore. We've been doing it for too long that way. It is time for us to step out on faith with God at the helm. Jesus died to cleanse us of our sins so we can boldly approach our God who is holy and without sin. Hebrews 4:16. God fills us with the Holy Spirit, who is a bold and courageous. 1 Timothy 1:7-8. We do not have to muster courage and strength on our own. We simply submit to the Spirit of God that is within us. God promises that nothing can separate us from his love. Romans 8, 38, 39. He is always with us, especially in times of crisis. When our hearts are aligned with God in faith, he tells us to pray with boldness, expecting that our prayers will be answered. 1 John 5:14. The Spirit of God emboldens us to proclaim the gospel without fear. 1 Thessalonians 2:2. Boldness is contagious. Come on, y'all. When we are bold for Christ, enduring hardships of our faith for our faith, others are provoked to do the same. Philippians 1:14. So ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, let's continue to walk in boldness as we walk into the new month, September, which is September the 6th is the biblical new year. Let's do this thing differently. As we walk out of our new beginnings and into the process, because 8 is August and we just walked into a new beginning. Let's walk into this new beginning, this biblical new year, this new year with a boldness that's never been done before. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep. Let's do this thing. Talk to you soon.